my thoughts dovetail into stronger matching thoughts.
Whatever thought you're focused upon, whether it's a memory from your past, something that you're observing in your present, or something you're anticipating in your future, that thought is active within you right now, and it is attracting other thoughts and ideas that are similar. Not only do your thoughts attract other thoughts that are of a similar nature, but the longer you focus, the stronger the thoughts become, and the more attraction power they amass. Our friend Jared likens this to the ropes he once observed while watching a large ship being docked. It was to be tied with a rope that was very large, too big and bulky to be thrown across the expanse of water. And so instead, a small ball of twine was tossed across the water to the dock. That twine had been spliced into a little bigger rope, which had been spliced into a little bigger rope, which had been spliced into a little bigger rope, until eventually the very large rope could easily be pulled across the expanse of water, and the ship was then secured to the dock. This is similar to the way your thoughts dovetail one to another, with one connecting to another, and so on. Upon some subjects, because you've been pulling upon the negative rope longer, it's very easy for you to get off on a negative tangent. In other words, it just takes a little negative utterance from someone, a memory of something, or a suggestion that takes you into a negative tailspin right away. Your point of attraction predominantly occurs from the day-to-day things that you are thinking about as you're moving through your day, and you have the power to direct your thoughts positively or negatively. For example, you're in a grocery store, and you notice that something that you regularly purchase has increased substantially in price, and you feel strong discomfort wash over you. You may very well think that you're just feeling shock over the sudden spike in the price of this item, and that since you have no say in what the grocer charges for the items, that you have no option other than to feel discomfort about it. However, we want to point out to you that your feeling of discomfort is not because of the grocer's action of raising the price of the goods for sale, but instead it's because of the direction of your own thoughts. Just like the analogy of the rope tied to the rope tied to the rope tied to the rope, your thoughts are tied to one another and travel quickly to heightened vibrational places. For example, "Wow, the price of this is much greater than it was just last week. This price jump seems unreasonable. There's nothing reasonable about the greed in the marketplace. Things are getting way out of hand. I don't know where it's all headed. It doesn't seem like we can go on like this. Our economy's in trouble. I can't afford these inflated prices. I'm having a hard time making ends meet. I can't seem to earn it fast enough to keep up with the increase in the cost of living." And of course, this negative train of thought could move in many directions, toward blame of the grocer, to the economy, to your government, but it usually always turns back to the way you feel that the situation will negatively impact you, because everything that you observe feels personal to you. And everything in truth is personal to you, because you're offering a vibration about it that is affecting what is now being attracted to you by your choice of thoughts. If you are aware of how you are feeling, and you understand that your emotions are indicating the direction of your thoughts, then you can more deliberately guide your thoughts. For example, "Wow, the price of this is much greater than it was last week. However, I'm not aware of the other things in my basket. They could be the same or maybe even a bit lower. I wasn't really paying attention. This one just got my attention because it was so much greater. Prices do fluctuate. I always manage. Things are going up a bit, but it's working out all right. It is quite an impressive system of distribution that makes this variety of goods so accessible to us." Once you've decided that you care about feeling good, you will find it easier to more consistently choose a better feeling direction in your thoughts. When the desire to feel good is effectively active within you, a consistent inspiration toward good-feeling thoughts will be present, and you'll find it easier and easier to direct your thoughts in productive directions. Your thoughts contain enormous creative attractive power that you harness effectively only by consistently offering good-feeling thoughts. When your thoughts constantly move back and forth between wanted and unwanted, pros and cons, pluses and minuses, you lose the benefit of the momentum of your pure positive thought.